So, Des, you wanted to say where we were playing and where you could get our CD, I believe.
So, we are a Boston band. We were lucky enough to be on a very cool UK label called Sleep Fuse.
Very cool name.
F-U-S-E, yep. Yeah. So, you can purchase our CDs either through Bandcamp or through Sleep Fuse directly. We have some shows coming up. And January 25th is actually going to be a house show at the Chapstick Room, which is a private home. So you have to actually contact one of us to get the address. And then March 14th will be in a big experimental electronic show at Studio 550 Central Square in Cambridge. And then we are playing April 17th. At Q Division near Davis Square, Q Division Recording Studio, and that show will be with Dear Fosser. So that's what we have so far, and there'll be some more things coming up. Ta-da! So we hope that you come out and check us out. We'd love to see you.
Yeah. Hey, tell us about the label and where people can buy the CD.
So that was Sleep Fuse. That's F-U-S-E, not F-E-W-S.
No, sleep, like going to sleep.
Not F-U-Z-E.
Not F-U-Z-E.
F-U-S-E.
That's S-L-E-E-P-F-U-S-E.
Hey, rude. sorry. Very true. Well, yeah. Grab the record. It's a fun time. Mm-hmm. Definitely a bit of a trip. A laugh and a half, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, do we have time to talk about the recording process?
Yes, we do.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Why don't we talk a little bit about what we were doing up in the studio, huh?
Okay. Yeah. So this is, as we sort of done with other Violet Knox records, it's mostly a live thing. So we... There's sort of performances just the way that we would do them for a live show. There's bits of overdubs, but most of it is what we did for the takes for the songs and then mixed down after that.
So, 2 to 3 takes, I guess, per song. We don't spend like 10, we don't do like 10 takes. We're just, it's like,
no, because they're very long and that's too much to listen to.
Yeah, this is not an overdub. you can't punch in, takes punch out, you know, like it's, ooh. Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to have that limitation because ultimately, you know, it's basically just like a 4 stereo track mix. I mean, it's so, how you say, there's a lot of complexity in the instrumentation and the performance, but ultimately the end result is 4 channels, you know what I mean?
Tracking is pretty simple, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it shows in a certain sense. I think there's like a nice simplicity to like the way that we're expressing these like long form ideas, you know, like, I mean, again, to talk about motifs, I really like how on the record it ended up being like, how you say, I don't know if I'd say trades, but it's definitely like just a lot of people expressing that motif in a really clear way, like they're giving themselves to that expression, and that is really clearly communicated. It's simple, easy to follow music. That's really weird also.
Yeah. And I think it moves a little bit towards the progression of those tracks moves a little bit towards what we might be doing in the future, because the last song, which is the Bell song, which we just heard, has some of the drumming that Fenn did, which is one of the few sort of overdubs we have there, and we're really happy with the way that it worked out and gives kind of a more felt in sort of acoustic feeling. And I think you had mentioned too, possibly bringing guitar in the future, so there may be more kind of an organic bent to things in the future on top of the sort of more structured electronic stuff.
Yeah,
we could talk about instruments in the band quickly.
Sure.
So I'm primarily a guitar player. I use a lot of effects, and then I also have a synthesizer I incorporated this past year, and a few weird vocal effects is what I do. And Andrew?
I do mostly clocked electronic stuff. So it's drum rhythms, synthesizer rhythms, sound stuff. Most of it's sequenced. And sort of a lot of it is also sequenced live, so it's manipulated while we're playing. And Fenn?
So I do kind of like, I guess you could call it like digital turntables, and vocal effects and stuff like that. So the vocal part is pretty straightforward. It's just, you know, reverb, some other effects. It's a fun time. But the digital turntable thing, it's kind of like, I have a Traktor S4. I use Traktor. What a shock. It's a fun program because it's very limited, and when you try and force a limited program to kind of like when you push it beyond what it's meant to do, it kind of starts to break down, and that can be really useful when you're making music. So there's a lot of kind of like almost like pseudo granular synthesis happening with weird like artifacts from super super fast like looping sizes, and the you can just like sample sweep like nobody's business. It's so grotesquely grody. There's a lot of texture. It's super fun. Wow, this is a this is a ramble. I do stuff with a computer. Yes, and voice,
and also Alexis.
Do you want me to be Alexis?
Yeah, you're Alexis.
I'm Alexis.
Hello, Alexis is in Switzerland, but Andrew's going to
bi-locating from Switzerland.
I do mostly synthesizers. I play a couple of synthesizers, a Model D and a Novation, and I plug them through a bunch of delays and other things, sort of fill out textures, and I usually kind of feel my way into the bass line and sort of hold down the groove of the songs and play pretty minimally, and my electronic setup is pretty minimal, but it sounds really fantastic.
That's Alexis.
Can
yes,
confirm.
Yes, if he was here, that's what he would say.
More or less.
That's cool. So let's hear Cosmic Bits.
Yeah. All right.
It'll be Cosmic Bits this time.
Yes.
Hooray.
Hey.
Thank you.
I like the kind of subtle weirdness at the end there.
Yeah, it goes on a little while.
Yeah, I feel like some of the best parts of our live sets are definitely when somebody's stuff stops working for some reason, and so we have to do about, you know, 5 minutes of just kind of like, oh,
this is for true. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Then just play something.
No,
keep playing noise.
It's not just me. My stuff is quitting.
Yeah,
like
everybody's stuff is broken.
Always.
No, like, dead air.
That's a huge, yeah. Like having really busted equipment, and also no dead
something.
Air. Like, oh.
I always had this idea for a band called Technical Difficulties that would just have wow. technical difficulties for the whole set.
You should start that band.
You wouldn't yeah. need to worry about yeah. getting gear repaired or anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Would they?
No, don't fix that.
Would they rehearse?
No.
Whoa.
Never.
Whoa. Brain expansion.
Yes. They would never rehearse.
Exactly. No, what if your stuff didn't break? What if it all worked one night?
Be a nightmare.
True, yeah.
Break it before the show.
Well, they don't practice so much as they, like, you know, put strategic cuts into their equipment yeah. so it breaks more easily, you know?
Exactly.
And I think I would just take the strategy of lending it to people.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm.
True. Yeah, I mean, that's... Oh.
The sketchier... The people, yeah. the better.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're carrying a knife? Let me...
Oh, you mugged me for my guitar. You're going to you take great care of it. Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't know a negative from a positive tip? You're my guy.
I would not view the tip of a knife as a positive tip.
Fair.
Puns. that's what happens.
So are we ready for Superfan?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, let's do it.
Anything you want to say about Superfan?
Oh, I'm a
it's
super
like another fan. Like spaceship song.
Yo.
Take your head in a different place.
You know what I want to say about Superfan? Here's what I want to say about
you're
Superfan.
You're my Superfan.
That's what we're here for.
Hey.
I'm saying
super fan.
The way that we even titled the track,
super fan.
Literally, like at one point, I think Dez, you were yeah. just saying, were we talking about someone being a super fan or something like that? And yeah,
hey.
Then you just kept repeating it over this jam,
yeah.
and it worked really well. It's a nice, it's like really conceptually like cathartic, you know?
yes, and this will be featured on a really cool radio station in the UK on Monday night, January 23rd, between 6 and 8 p.m. I don't have the station ID information, but anyways, we'll stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
But they're playing it over and over again from 6 to 8 p.m.
Exactly,
so
for
it.
2 hours
really?
Now.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, that's such a terrible idea. Oh my God, that's, yeah, wow. How are they still in business?
Super fan.
All right, let's, let me make sure it's queued correctly. And I think it is now. Okay,
we love Andrew, our DJ. Thank
yeah.
you, Andrew.
I do what I can.
You're so cool.
Let's do this.
Cool. Is this the right one?
Could be.
I can't hear it. I think this is the bell song.
This just sounds like the bell song to me.
Yeah, it's the bell song.
Can you fit it into the
yacht?
It's all super. Take two.
We're
back.
This is our new band, Technical Difficulties.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, so running
there's
theme.
There's a small, tiny boo-boo, but it's going to be fixed really, really quick. So just...
All right, let's go.
Hang on to your pants.
Thank you.
So we're back here with Violet Knox. Thank you very much. You want to remind folks of your shows coming up?
Yes, January 25th, the Chapstick Room. That's in Somerville, but you have to message one of us for the address. And March 14th will be posted soon. That's a big experimental electronic party show at Studio 550 Central Square in Cambridge. And then April 17th, we'll be doing a show with Dear Fosser at Q Division Recording Studio right near Davis Square. Thank you so much, Andrew. You are like super sweet.
Big
thank
hearts.
You. Yeah, thank you, thank yep. you.
Thanks
you're
a lot.
Slayer.
Hey, kiddos, it's the Jukebox Heroes local concert report brought to you by On the Town with Mikey D. This is Patrick.
And I'm Lels.
All right, without much further ado, let's dive in. We'll start on Thursday, January 16th, over in Austin at Great Scott. We got Maverick Saber with Reese. At O'Brien's, you can catch Loretta with Love Strangers and Panther Lamp. Heading over to Somerville at once, we got Fomenko with Famous Grouse and Happily Hearts. At the Jungle, you can check out Lantern Fly with Matt Minigel and Keep Well. Back in Cambridge at Atwood's Tavern, we got a show by Jesse Ahern with Lenny Lashley and Brian Hinckley. At Middle East Upstairs, it's Warhorse Southern Lord with Hellbent and Ritual Blade. Middle East Downstairs, it's Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven. Over at Sonya, you can check out Zeynep Bastique. At the Lily Pad, it's Bonnie Parker, Trash Rabbit, and Sunsetta. Club Passim will be hosting night one of the 17th annual Boston Celtic Music Festival. Down in JP at the Midway Cafe, you can check out a show from Jamie Kane. And then out in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, it's Branch Davidian with Amy Polex, Plea of Insanity, and Wretched Inferno.
Now it's Friday the 17th in O'Brien's. We got an evening with Maneka, Lady Pills, and Rata. At the Jungle in Somerville, catch Blue Hyenas with Rockwood and Melissa Mills. At the Midway Cafe, an evening with Killian Wall. Over at the Square Root, the Shelley Velasquez Experience with Bill Dwyer Band and Tisk Tisk Task. Over at Atwood's Tavern, catch the legendary Sheila Divine. All the way over in Salem at Opus, an evening of local hip-hop with Slain, Crumb Snatcher, and DJ Slipwax. Over at the Warthen in Lowell, catch American Beauty with Bada Sodo, Toluca Lake, and Canadian Sailor. And at Ralph's Rock Diner over in Worcester, Hush Club with The Medicinal Purpose, Memory Lane, and Solar Witch.
Saturday, January 18th, over at Great Scott, you can check out Spiritual Cramp. At O'Brien's, it's Liz's birthday party with Mill Pond Falls, Mikey Erg, and Quarters. At the Jungle, you can check out Twig playing with Way of the Headband, Half Astronaut, and Connor Storms and his boys. Over at Thunder Road, it's Take Us Alive, Trailer Swift, The Rupert Selection, and Lily Black. Back in Cambridge, Toad will be hosting the debut show from the Carter Sanders Band. And then over at Club Bohemia, it's Dust to Dun with Deep House. Head on over to the Plowin' Stars and you can check out Busted Jug Band. Or over at Atwood's Tavern, it's Tim Geerin's Big Band. Middle East Upstairs, we got Barents Whitfield and the Savages playing with Muck and the Myers. Middle East Downstairs, it's Color Channel with Motel Black, Scotty and the Gang, and T and the Rex. Or head on over to Middle East Corner and check out Different Strokes. Over at the Lily Pad, it's Petite Feet playing with Midi Petite. Club Passim will be hosting night three of the 17th annual Boston Celtic Music Festival. Over at the Hong Kong, you can catch Lovelorn with Aneurysm, Friendly Psychic Strangers, and Kira McSpice. Over at Tavern at the End of the World, we have a performance from Possum. Down at the Midway Cafe, oh boy, you can check out Masters of the Obvious, A Bunch of Jerks, Crunch Time, 145, and Butterscot. Down in Roslindale at the Square Root, we got a show by Double Star with Threat Level Burgundy and Tin Can Sally. Down in Quincy at Maggie's Lounge, check out a show by the Mudskippers. Up in Lowell, the Worthen Attic will be hosting a Australia Wildfire Relief Show featuring Strange Color Sky, Zachary Boudreaux, Bullpup Band, Pregame Rituals, Rasputin, Phil Cambra and the Space Cadets, an acoustic performance from Dread Buffalo, Silver Tongue, The Gregories, Justin Arena, Brian Huntress, Maddie Williams, Tommy Reddy, and more. And then over in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, there's going to be a matinee show from the Winter Project and Lenny Lashley's Gang of One with the Steamies. In the evening, it's Hippo Crisis with Proud Elk, the Negans, and Irrational Ghost.
On Sunday 19th at O'Brien's, Lobby Boy with Scorpio, Tiffy, and Tisk Tisk Task. At the Jungle in Somerville, catch Maddie Roop with Monzi, Morgan Miller, and Ghost Girl. We got an early show over at the Midway Cafe with Feed the Beast, Devil's Night Out, Reaver, and DV8. At the Lily Pad, Melissa Cassell with Tom Ziccarelli Group. Catch the Willie J. Laws Band over at Toad. At Club Passim, an evening with Billy, Jimmy, and Dave. That's Billy Conway of Morphine, Jimmy Fitting of The, and Dave Champagne of the Hay Goods. At Atwood's Tavern, it's the record release party for Mercy Bell and Skylar Kergill. At State Park, catch Pet Fox with Helenor and Bad Larry's. At Out of the Blue 2, you can catch Lousy with Sub Punch, Volvo Physics, Another Hospital, and Canoe Safety Training. And all the way over in Lowell at Thursday First, an all-ages matinee with the FUs, Disaster Strikes, Stop Loss, and Secret Spirit.
Okay, now it's Monday, January 20th. A few shows happening here and there. Over at Great Scott, it's Eider with Helenor. At O'Brien's, you can check out Horrible Earth with Armpits, Scotsy, and Diva Carr. At the Jungle, it's The Human's Being with Kingdom of Funk, Slapback, and The That. Atwood's Tavern will be hosting Mercy Bell's record release show with support from Skylar Kergill. Middle East Upstairs, it's Eva B. Ross with Jack Symes and Sophia Mills. Von Eldra's Creative Corner will be happening at the Middle East Corner. Over at Sonia, it's Danny Worsnop with The Starbenders. And then over in Harvard Square at Charlie's Kitchen, we got Bath the Band with Tryhard and Electric Dugans.
On Tuesday the 21st at O'Brien's, Grayskull Booking and 100 Proof Laura present Dark Days Volume 1 with Vaulted and Stagnator. At Once, it's week 3 of Ezra Furman's residency at the Once Lounge with local support from Hallelujah the Hills. At the Jungle, catch Minx with We Broke the Weather and Gasoline Virgins. At the Lily Pad, an evening with Andrew Cornish Trio. And at the Lizard Lounge, it's Justin Nash Fisher with June Bloom.
All right, rounding out the week here on Wednesday, January 22nd, with a couple of shows here and there. At O'Brien's, we got Breachway with Freaking and Matt Felkowski. And then at Middle East Upstairs, there's going to be a show from American Ethos, Sick Minds, Kind, Wire Lines, and Gripe. Head on over to Club Passim, and you can check out Haley Jane with Giovanni Bucci. And then at Hong Kong, it's Matt Charette with Mikeston Creighton, Dwayne Mark, and Dory Cameron. All right, thanks for tuning in to the Jukebox Zeroes local concert report brought to you by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, check out Jukebox Zeroes wherever podcasts are found. So until then, see you next week. This is Patrick.
And I'm Lils.
Now get your buns to his show and go check out your new favorite local band. Bye.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Flying Mountain from Golden Bloom, and now we're going to hear Era Nocturna live in Studio D.
As I was saying, that was a song called Another Way from the band Bang Bang Rouge, which is a side project of mine based out of Sweden. So Up next, we have If Only I Could, which is off of our second album called Lackluster. And if you like what you're hearing, you can find us on Spotify under Era Nocturna, or you can find us on Facebook, on the Facebook at Era Nocturna. So, yeah. We'll be right back. hope you're enjoying yourself. And wherever you are, I hope you're dancing along with us, because I'm sitting in a chair being lazy and kind of dancing in my chair. And we got Allie in her chair and Morte, who is standing because he is the boss man. We just kind of orbit around him.
Oh, you are too kind.
So yeah, our next song is called Toy Child. I wrote this many years ago about deadbeat dads, which some of us could relate to, I'm sure. And that is off of our other album, Lackluster. So dance along.
Do it.
Do it.
Say
So Era Nocturna is always known for their like super long outros, or our super long outros. I'm talking about us in the third person because I can. So anyway, this next song is a song I stole from a band called Solarfake in Germany. It's called More Than This, and one of my favorite songs of all time. So.
Bonds are worn away, the anger sleeps, the world is gray. Can I sense what I never felt, or did I become too callous instead? Now I'm waiting for the day I threw your promises away. Now I lie amidst the shots, trying not to hurt myself too hard.
Really, I want more than this. Purity, a velvet.
next song is a new track called War of the Worlds, and that will be on a upcoming release yet to be told, because I'm under obligation to not tell. But you can hear it now.
Do what?